Hello, who just joined us?
Dr. Fishman.
Hi, Dr. Fishman.
Hi.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead and get started? I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. I know the holidays are right around the corner, and I just wanted to remind and ask everybody that please check and coordinate with your RMs if your rounding days does fall on one of the holidays. Please ask them for assistance kind of in helping to make the appropriate changes or coverage needs. I know a lot of you also will probably be taking some time off around the holidays. So if that's the case, please let your RMs know so that we can make up and find appropriate coverage for those patient rounds. Does anybody have any questions about that? All right. The other thing that I kind of wanted to briefly go over is the criteria for biologics use. I know we've had some new clinicians joining our practice and just kind of wanted to give a brief review of those criteria. So biologics can be used for any wound that is greater than at least a square centimeter. The wound itself needs to be at least 30 days old. And should have either one of the following components. It needs to be a stalled or a declined wound, or a wound which has failed to improve by about 50% in a 30-day span, in that last 30-day span. So if you meet those criteria, then you can submit that information for the IVR process. Again, understanding that in addition to those criteria, the patient does have to be medically optimized. That means if there's any sort of arterial insufficiency that needs to be addressed, diabetes has to be under good control. There has to be at least a discussion of smoking cessation in smokers. You do want to make sure that there is no evidence for infection, which does include osteomyelitis. The patients should have no exposed structures. So if there's any sort of muscle, tendon, fascia, bone, things like that, it is generally advisable not to use until those structures have been covered up by some granulation tissue. The application of itself, I think many of you have already used the biologics. Just a thing to remind the staff at the facility that, ideally the dressing should be left undisturbed for the week. If the secondary dressing does need to be changed because it's become soiled or saturated, then, they should do so, but be careful about with the underlying graft. So just kind of wanted to review kind of the main bullet points of the biologics just for some of our newer staff. I'll certainly open up the floor here for any questions, comments about any of those things. All right. If there are no other questions regarding that, then I will turn the floor over to Melissa.
Good evening. Just a few housekeeping items tonight. Facility communications. We've had some facilities reach out to us recently about arrival times. Be consistent. The staff that rounds with us they have a lot of other jobs that they have to do. Not just round with us. So if you're going to be late, keep them updated. Shoot them a text and say, "Hey, I had other patients added to my schedule. I'm going to be 30 minutes late." just don't show up whenever we feel like it. I know most of you don't do that, but we've had an issue as of recent. MIPS, we're almost done with this year. We should be finishing pretty strong. If we're reaching out to you, just continue to gather any information that's needed. Continue to complete your social drivers, advanced care plans, and any relevant diagnoses, so we can put in MIPS information. Aprima update. We just got a new Aprima form today to test for final for the final stages. It will have a telemedicine checkbox, so you can convert back and forth to telemedicine and in person. I do believe, Dr. Karamati, you have to do your first assessment going from telemedicine to in person, correct?
Yes. So for any of you that are using or currently seeing any telehealth patients the very first time, those notes will need to be transferred for the last time. Apparently, the way that the logic has been set up, the in-person assessment form is kind of the default. So when the notes kind of transition over from the old version to the new version, that will need to be converted or need to be changed over one final time, but then from there on, we should be able to kind of toggle back and forth with relative ease.
And some of the other issues that we've been seeing, the boxes popping up or disappearing, the need to put periods where they don't belong because of the boxes popping up, all of those issues appear to be resolved with this new wound form update. And that should be coming out by the end of the year or sooner. Those are just my items for tonight. That's all I have. Any questions?
Anybody have any questions about anything discussed this evening? All right, then. Well, again, I thank you all for joining us this evening and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving next week. And we'll see you folks next month. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks for
Thank
everything,
you.
guys. Bye.
Good
Thank
night.
you.
Thank you.